Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will be finding common ground and taking it to the next level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. This show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. It's my hope that you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. Now, tonight, my special guest is supposed to be Ada Marie, who is a revolutionary seer, a conscious medium, a healer, a life coach, and a counselor. Unfortunately, she hasn't called into the studio yet, and I'm having trouble getting through to her on her line. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a song, and I'm going to try once more to get in touch with her, and if not, I will try to come up with an alternative guest. So hang in there, folks. Kimberly and Maribel, it's nice to have you as callers tonight. Enjoy this song. This is called The Change Is In You by Alba Molina.
Behind every single achievement, there's always faith. It's power that comes from within you. Trust in a bigger strength. Just know that it is possible. It's in you to know that the key is inside you, to know that it's up to you. This is the time to step into your future. It's time to be brave, let freedom live. It's a straight line that leads to your destination. It only depends on you. This is the time to step into your future. It's time to be brave, let freedom live. Only one voice matters, and it's inside you. That is the answer. The change is in you. Helping you to decide. Be free to pick your memories. It's your choice. Be bolder by raising your bar, and all your life will improve. This is the time to step into your future. It's time to be brave, let freedom live. It's a straight line that leads to your destination. It only depends on you. Y es hora de estar en tu futuro. Y es hora de vivir tu libertad. Solo hay una voz que importa y está adentro. Esa es la clave. El cambio eres tú. Challenges are always opportunities, releasing creativity. You're able to win, you're able to thrive. Real power is the strength that resides in us.
Tu meta es directo, depende nada más de ti.
Well, folks, that was Alba Molina singing The Change Is In You. I'm still having trouble getting hold of Ada Marie, so I'm going to play one more song, say a prayer that we can have a beautiful guest on tonight. If it's not Ada Marie, I'm going to try another one. So now I'm going to play a song by a New Thought singer by the name of Jennifer Farron. It's called Throw It All Away. Folks, sorry to bring that to an abrupt stop, but I am delighted to let you know that I have the renowned mystic visionary Athena Starr in the studio, and she is willing to do a short show tonight. Athena, just to let you know, we just have a couple of callers at present. Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle, was supposed to be on tonight, and something must have happened so that she is not able to be with us. But thank you so much for joining us. Athena?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Well, let me just give her a little introduction. Athena Starr is a renowned visionary, mystic, a Reiki master, a teacher, and a motivational speaker. She has assisted thousands worldwide, including dignitaries and world teachers, in life transformational sessions and conferences. She does this both live and via the telephone. and it will help with personal and career success, relationships, and prosperities. She has been a frequent national television and radio guest, and she's a frequent guest, as I said, on national TV and radio. And don't mind me, folks, I'm just slightly flustered, but I'm going to get my act together now. And as I said, I'm delighted to have Athena Starr with us. Athena, thank you.
Yes, our pleasure to be back with you, David.
Well, I wonder if you have any words of wisdom for us tonight.
Well, let me see. Off of my head, spontaneity, nothing like spontaneity.
That's right.
Today is June 9th. We're almost into the wonderful summer equinox coming, summer solstice coming up, I'm sorry, which will be very powerful for June 20th. A large wave, a new wave, gamma waves are coming again into the planet. There was three this year. So this month is our next big wave of energy. What that does is it thrusts everything forward energetically for all consciousness on the planet, and it lifts everything, and it's like a big generator, you know. So we've had three large ones this year, this particular year, and June is the third one, I believe. So it's on June 20th, so we're already beginning to feel the energy of that. I don't know if you've noticed it. The energies are very, very high frequency, so it helps all of us to move to new levels, and it always behooves us to seek deeper spiritual attunement and healing and all of that so that we can be greater in our lives and fulfill more and achieve more and be more to all people. So that's what's coming up very shortly here in the next week or so, and it's already the energies are already coming in. I can feel it. So we are this summer and into fall, the fall equinox, the harvest time. So it's a time of reaping all the seeds that have been planted in the spring and opening up to our higher selves and our angels. And the work that I do, of course, is tuning in as a medium with the Ascended Masters and the Galactic Federation and angels and loved ones beyond. But it's all one. We're all one energy, and it's just a beautiful time of year right now for to be linking in spiritually. Maybe we'll just do a little meditation, a little blessing.
Yeah, let's do a short one because we lost one of our callers, and the other one's been on the line for 25 minutes, so it's probably going to be a pretty short show. And
okay.
I will call you back afterwards to discuss schedule. Because I am booking into January, and I've saved some slots for you that I hope will work for you.
Okay.
But let's do a short meditation, and then we'll go to the phone lines for Kimberly, and who knows, we may get some other calls in between.
Sure. It's a Thursday night. Yep.
Okay.
Okay. So we're just tuning in, calling in Father, Mother, God, Alpha, Omega, all the Elohim and Ascended Masters, Archangels of Light. Just tuning in with the divine presence within ourselves, breathing in about seven times, holding seven counts and releasing seven. I'm just envisioning now the beautiful, full moon's not here yet, but we're just tuning into, let's just tune into the golden sun above us, breathing in and tuning in with that beautiful new gamma wave that's coming in on June 20th, just linking in with the great central sun, the golden sun, the mighty I Am, and just start invoking I Am, that I Am within yourself, and holding your right hand over your heart centers and breathing in, and let that beautiful golden beam of light move down through your top of your head, the crown center, the third eye, down through the throat, just invoking I Am that I Am over and over as you're breathing in, letting the golden beam of the sunlight move down through the heart center, enveloping the heart, the divine cosmic heart of all that is, down through the solar plexus and the abdomen, the root center and through the legs and into the center of the earth, linking in with the harmonic shield in the center of the earth. Feeling that radiance now flow through you, letting go, melting away of all the past, all regrets, all thoughts of fear, anything other than just being in oneness, being in oneness with the I Am, your own I Am presence. And linking in with that beautiful gamma wave that's coming in, allowing yourself energetically now to open to great new beginnings, new horizons, new connections, new creations, whole new level in your life, and expanding your circle within your town, within your city, within your state, within your country. Extending that out to all countries and all continents, all throughout the planet, and just realizing and feeling that oneness of the I Am that I Am, that you are one with the whole entire planet, the entire universe, all the planets, all the star systems, above and beyond, linking in with the Galactic Federation of Light, all solar systems, all universes, realizing you are one with all, and letting yourself know and remind yourself that you are always doing the best that you can. You are the essence of Christ's light, the Christos, and all is always in divine order, even though it may not seem so. All is in perfect divine order in every moment, every space and time. Feeling that radiance now as we are linked in with that beautiful, huge gamma wave coming in June 20th and making the most of it, and every day up to it and then beyond it, of course, because it lasts for several weeks and it extends out and expands everything for all consciousness. And so it is. We give thanks in knowing that we are blessed beyond all knowing. In the name of Father, Mother, God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Athena. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, what, if anything, do you want to say to the callers before we begin? We do have two callers on the line. What kinds of things can they ask you?
Oh, anything. They can ask about messages from their angels, who the masters or angels that work with them. They can ask about past lifetimes. They can ask about future expectations for their career, their personal life, you know, personal wellness, other people that in connections and relationships, anything and all in their lives. And because as a medium, I can tune into for them, or any blocks that they may have, any barriers in their life, what that might relate to in another lifetime, and how might go around about clearing it. And my website, of course, we gave that at the beginning, right? Did we give that?
No, it's athenastar.com, and that's spelled A-T-H-E-N-A-S-T-A-R, athenastar.com. And Athena does marvelous readings. She does workshops, teleconferences. Do you have any coming up, Athena?
In July, I do. I have a three-part teleconference coming up on manifesting your dreams and in freedom, because, you know, freedom. July is a freedom month, so they can get in touch with me about that. And it's a nice teleconferences. They're 2 hours each week, and we go through a lot, and they're recorded and everything, so they receive tremendous energies, clearing, and information and wisdom, and also messages from, you know, pertaining to their lives and all of that. So we cover a lot and help people clear through and make, you know, quantum leaps. And the phone number is, it's on the website, but I'll just give that. It's 808-258-1063. Thank you so much, David.
You're welcome. All right, let's go to Kimberly, who has been patiently waiting, and listen to some music. And thank you, Kimberly. Kimberly, you're live on the air. You're speaking with Athena Starr.
Hi, Athena. How are you?
Hi there. Welcome. Just fine. Thank you. And what state are you in?
I am in Georgia.
Great. The Georgia Mountains. Blue Ridge Mountains. We love it. And how can we assist you today?
Well, I would like to know, I've been thinking about writing a book, and I just want to know how to go about it for future reference.
Okay. How to go about it? You mean on an earth?
Yeah.
Exactly what do you mean?
I've been thinking about writing a book, and I've been journaling, but I just want to know where to start and what avenue.
Okay. Very good. Well, basically, that's a good start. You've been journaling. The most important part of that, of a book, especially of the nature of what you're creating, is that it comes through in flashes, and it's not always there, and so it's very important to be jotting down or writing on your laptop when those flashes come through, because it is like that. It's inspired. I feel your book is an inspirational book, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Self-help. Would you categorize it as self-help?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, because it is. It's also some of your experiences. You have a lot of wisdom, a lot of soul connection. You're being prompted, is what I'm getting to write that book. Your angels are all around you, helping you with it. I would advise you to get a book coach. I had one when I wrote my book before initially, and it's very good. So I would encourage you to go and research a book coaches, and you can often get one that's not that expensive. To have one and do some teleconferences with them or whatever, and it's doable because they'll help you format it and everything. There's also guidebooks about how to put a self-help book together, but if you Google that, but it's been a while since I have formulated that. But basically, what you're doing is you're putting it together from the beginning and then the end, and then in the middle just gets filled in. And if you do the outline first, that's a great way to captivate everything in the outline. That the outline is your guide, because it's like your steering wheel for the whole thing. People don't like to do outlines, but it really is important to do that. And then the outline is organizes the chapters, the beginning, the preface, the intro, and then a summary of it, and that will help you put it all together. I would also encourage, what I'm getting is, look at some other similar books in the same genre, and read, even if you go into a bookstore, you don't have to go buy them all, go into a library or bookstore and read the back cover is always the importance, that's the selling point for the book. It's always, that's the most important thing, because that's what people read to sell the book. So to go and look at those and get ideas from others of similar books to yours, if you're saying that, how to structure it. But you're on the right track with it. There's a coach that you're going to research and find a coach for yourself, and it'll be affordable. You'll be able to do it, and you should do it, because that'll help accelerate everything. And self-help is a good way to do it. I mean, self-help. Self-publishing is a good way, but also I feel in the metaphysical arena, you'll find the right self-publishing source for your book. There's an archangel here that's wanting me to pay attention. Okay, hold on a minute. Mm-hmm. Gabriel. Okay. It's Archangel Gabriel. I was trying to tune into which one was most prominent. And Gabriel's guiding this book through you very strongly, and is going to guide you to the sources and the assistance for it to be. Self-publish is good. It'll be a good track for you. And then later it'll go to another level as well. Mm-hmm. And there's different agents and everything, of course, but the first thing is formatting and getting it created. And it's going to be very simple and yet powerful book. And it'll come together just like it'll just start to flow, they're saying. And Gabriel's going to guide you to that book coach, too, to help you with that. And he's saying you're on right on track with it. It's going to be very successful. So just keep following it through. Is that helpful to you?
Yes, very helpful. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. And good and congratulations. I'm not going to say good luck. I'm going to say congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, it will be beautiful, and it's going to help so many people. It'll be just magical and inspirational to many. It's very pretty, too. But that book coach is there, and you have to search for it. It's like a lesson for you to search for the book coach, and then everything will fall into place after that. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. Have a great evening.
Thank you for calling in, Kimberly. You know, I also say congratulations to you because, you know, the inspiration that comes to write a book is so powerful. And you just are in a beautiful place of creativity, and I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you, David. Have a great evening.
All right, hon. You take good care.
All right, you too. Bye.
Have a blessed night.
You too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we do have a caller from area code 856, and what is your name, please?
Hi, this is Maura.
Hi, Maura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I don't know if you were with us toward the beginning, but our regularly scheduled guest was unable to come into the studio tonight. So I'm delighted to have Athena Starr with us, who is a very spiritually gifted woman, who can answer whatever it is that you want to ask her. So say hello to Athena.
Hi, Athena.
Hi there, Maura. And what state are you in?
I'm in New Jersey.
Okay. Very good. I lived in New Jersey at one time for a year and a half, and that was enough for me.
Well.
But. No, yeah. If you've been there, people that have been there forever, it's there, you know. I didn't. I was there near Fort Dix. I didn't like that area. You know that area?
Yeah, I know that area. I don't live there, but
mm-hmm.
I know it.
Yeah. Anyway, what can we help you with tonight?
Well, I'm trying to decide where I'm going to move. I want to purchase a home, and I need to decide whether I'm going to look for work out of state or if I should just settle where I'm at because I'm in New Jersey. I'm just wondering what you see for me with any big moves.
Okay. May I ask what other state you were looking at, or was it no other state, you were just open?
I'm open to anywhere on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm. And the job that you're in, does it matter if you move or not?
Well, I'd have to find work elsewhere. I do contract right now, and my contract is going to be ending in September.
Okay. That's what I was getting, that you were kind of mobile. There was an open movement coming up. Okay. I'm getting where you're going to move is going to be more country from where you are, more rural areas, not as Were you thinking of more upstate New York? Go ahead.
Yeah, there were some openings up there for work, but I don't really want to go that far north. I was thinking more south, maybe. I don't know. I don't want to go really up north to New York area.
Okay. It is a little chillier, yeah. Because I'm picking up some opportunities up there. That's probably why. Okay, because so you had some. Okay. That's all right. You don't want to be cold. We don't blame you. Colder. But I didn't mean way up. I just meant kind of like out of New York City, like on the periphery of New York City. Like that area kind of thing.
It's just the traffic and congestion and cost of living and everything.
Sure. Okay. So there is a movement. Okay, let's just see here. That was an option. It's an option that came up for us that was being shown around you. And everything is option. Remember, it's choices and everything. And there's different choices that are coming to you is what I'm getting soon. Through the summer. And, okay, hold on here. Then it moves down below Virginia. Well, that's a lot of congestion, too. Talk about in certain areas. Not that far down. No. Carolina. I'm seeing down more, yeah. So the options, that's what Spirit's showing me, is that you have these options. The options up where I'm talking about out of New York City, not in New York, but out on the outskirts, or be in the suburbs, are there very much. But then there's also down below, and it's like, I want to say Carolina, North Carolina, something like that. There's some options there that are stronger, and it has to do with your soul and your spirit and where you're being guided. But when you first said New Jersey, it didn't feel like you connected there anymore. It's like things are completing there is what I'm getting. So the other options are there's one or two states down below where you are.
North Carolina would be a nice state to move to.
Yeah. Right, that's what came up first. That's stronger than South Carolina. It's stronger than Virginia. That one right there, North Carolina in the mountains area, but in a, you know, a populated area, but very nice. I'm getting you'll be very happy there, very content. There's opportunities there, and also a lot of spiritual things happening there, like especially Asheville, North Carolina, and even not Charlotte, but. Yeah, Charlotte. Raleigh. Raleigh's a beautiful area. I've not been there physically, but that one's very strong, very clear energy, very high, Raleigh. Anyway, that is coming in very strongly, that North Carolina. South Carolina, option two, but not so strong as North. And then Virginia, but it's like the energy repels you. It's like not your soul's not guiding you there. So, yes, and it also has to do with your vibrational changes and everything. Sometimes when we change vibrationally, a certain area is no longer conducive, so the universe moves us out of it. That's what's going on. That's what's happening. Don't be afraid of it. It's going to be great. And I get in the fall time, it's new changes and very good, very good. I see you smiling like in October, November, smiling, and you're in front of this nice, beautiful new home, and you're just so happy, and everything's all clicking into place. And it's clicking into place because you're following. You're in the flow of your destiny, your destino. And it's all good, and new connections and everything, new friends, and just, it's very good. And you'll be happier there, too. So, yeah, it's time for you for that, and you'll be much happier. You could stay where you are, but your soul is guiding you to move to higher ground, so to speak. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Wonderful. And then there's more if you ever have a follow-up session or whatever you wish to. There's more for you, but I'm glad to bring that through from your angels tonight because they wanted you to know that, and it was very, very important, they're saying. So it's you're following your heart and soul is what you're doing now. God bless
you.
Did they
tell you when the job is coming, though? Is it supposed to be in the next month or two?
Of the aware, yes, the awareness of it. July, August. Hold on. Yes, through the summer, it's coming to your awareness. The right one, the right next, and it all is going to fall into place. And then I see October. I just see like the fall leaves symbolically. You're smiling. You're in your new home. You're in your new place. It doesn't mean just in October you move, but that's what I'm seeing. It's like the October, the fall harvest, you know? It's like your harvest is coming in soon. But through the summer you'll have the connection and the awareness of it, and everything's going to flow in synchronicity. And reach out to others and, you know, make new friends and you know, those websites you can go on to meet, like Our Town, and you go to that area where you're moving to, so you meet new people ahead of time. You understand?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I don't mean romantic. I mean just meeting new people in that area where you are, areas you want to be going, and that way that helps you to make that move and energetically connect with it and stuff. So
thanks.
It will be very good for you.
I'm so glad. I really am. It's a relief. So thank you. I'll be focusing on North Carolina now.
Yes. Okay. Well, have fun.
Thank you
for calling in, Maura.
Thanks, David. Bye-bye.
Okay. God bless, hon. Well, Athena, that is all that we have tonight for callers. I don't know if there's anything else that you'd like to say before we close out, but I certainly appreciate you being with us tonight.
Yes, it was great, and it's okay. It's just sort of a quiet night for people to, but that's all right. And maybe others were thinking about it but got busy in other ways of coming to your show. It's been a pleasure to be with you and with the beautiful souls that were joining us. And, again, I'll be doing Manifesting Teleconference series in July. So it's every week for 2 hours, and we cover a lot of information, wisdom, healing, clearing, all of that. So I invite people to get in touch with me for the teleconferences, and then I'm offering also a session. People have a session now through July, beginning of July, I'm sorry. I will give a special extra 15 minutes on the session, 15 or 20 minutes extra than what we usually do. And the sessions range from anywhere from 50 to 200, depending on what they want. So we have a sliding scale. So, you know, depending on people's budgets and all of that, we can work with them no matter what. And our website, of course, is athenastar.com. My direct email is athenastar808@gmail.com, and then the number to call for sessions or arranging for the teleconferences is 808-258-1063. That's 808-258-1063. It's a Hawaii number, but I'm actually in Florida on the East Coast, so I kept my Hawaii number. I lived there for 25 years. So we are pleased to be with you, and it was great fun. And remember that June 20th, that beautiful summer solstice coming in with that great gamma wave energy, which is, we already activated it tonight. So we're in the gamma wave right now, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
we're fired up. We're fired up, David.
That sounds good.
Yeah, so good to be with you, and thank you, everyone, for joining us, and we'll see you again in July. Oh, my date in July is, I forgot the date.
I've got it right here. Let me bring it up. It is July the 8th. Athena will be on for a 90-minute show on July 8th, which is a Friday, And I'm looking forward to that.
Yep, certainly are. We, us too.
All right. Well, I will call you back in just a couple of minutes.
Okay. Good night now.
Okay. Good night. So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.